I'm George Flynn, and no book, no video series, no podcast, no any kind of series is complete without an epilogue. This is the epilogue to The 1 Minute Life Changes. We've examined it. We've looked at all of the things that we can do to change our lives. And as everything else in the book, if you only read this one chapter, if you only see this one video, if you only hear this one podcast, I'm going to have the secret in here. And I just put it out there. I don't hold back. I don't make you dig for it. Some books make you look for it. Some books kind of make you really work for it. Think and Grow Rich has the secret in every chapter, but they make you dig for it. This is the secret. The secret is controlling your thoughts, because controlling your thoughts controls your emotions. You know, your emotions come from your thoughts. And controlling your emotions means you make better decisions, or you make different decisions in a good emotional state. And when you make good decisions, then you take good actions. Actions that help you. Actions that help your family. Actions that help your world. And then when you take the good actions, you get good results. And as a result of that good result, come back and say, well, I got good results. Then your thoughts get better. Your emotions get better. And you see, it's a vicious cycle of upward spiral. So, what areas are you looking to apply this to? There are several different areas. And I would like to discuss those with you for just a moment before you start putting all of these plans into action. First of all is your finances. What about your finances? Can you make good decisions about your finances if you're in a challenging situation? We always say never make a decision, especially a financial decision, if you're... There are four things, and we remember this by halt. If you're hungry, we all know how devastating it is to go grocery shopping if you're hungry. You buy way too much. If you're angry, because angry decisions about your finances never come out good. I'll say never, but occasionally maybe they come out good, but usually not. If you're lonely, because you'll be looking for a decision to decrease that loneliness, or if you're tired. But sometimes when you're tired, you just say, I want to make a decision. I don't care what it is. I'm just going to make a decision. So remember, halt. Hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. Do not make a decision of your finances when you're in that state. How do you get out of that state? You think your way out of it. You get your thoughts. You feed yourself a little bit. You let yourself cool down if you're angry. If you're lonely, you get around some friends. If you're tired, you get some rest. You can fix all of those situations. And then, and only then, you start making decisions because you're in a better mood. And when you're in a better mood, you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. You can see the blue skies. You don't see all the clouds and doom and gloom. Stay in a good mood to be able to make those financial decisions. And how do you stay in the good mood? How do you keep your emotions high? By your thought processes. And we discuss this time and time again in the book. Your business and career. What business are you in? Well, you'll say, well, I do this or I do that. No, no, no. You're in the business of serving other people. Whether it's with a goods or you're selling a product, whether you're selling information, whether you're selling a cleaning service such as rug cleaning or house cleaning, You're serving other people. That's the business you're in. What is your career? Your career is that niche that you've carved out for yourself to help other people. Now, if you decided to be a dentist, say, and you got into it and you just don't like it, and you decided you want to go into boat repair, and I'm picking things out of the blue. You go and find a boat repair place and get into it, do something that you like to do, because you only got one life. You might as well live it doing things that you like to do. And you say, well, you know, if I'm making this much money, do you have the handcuffs on, the golden handcuffs, that you cannot leave to be happy because you're making too much money? Let's think through this. You want to be in a career that you enjoy. You enjoy going to work every day. You enjoy doing this because guess what you'll do? You'll give better service. You'll help more people. And as a result, you have to make more money, because the money is just a measure of the amount of service that you give other people. Now, you figured that one out. What about fun and recreation? Fun and recreation for you. What do you do that's fun? Do you have that as a goal? Do you have that as a priority in your life? If you don't, let's make it a priority, because the purpose of life, and a lot of people come up with it, what is the purpose of your life? The purpose of life, in a lot of people's view, and I happen to agree, is to enjoy it. Enjoy your life. You were not put on this earth to decide that I'm going to be miserable and I'm just going to slug through it and I'm just going to, you know, go and work and work and work. The purpose of your life is to enjoy it. If you want to take a vacation, take a vacation. If you're happy serving others, serve others. Whatever brings you enjoyment. If you love playing music or writing music or making movies or whatever it is you enjoy doing, do it. Health, fitness. You know the diets you should be eating. You know the exercise you should be getting, the proper amount. And how do you make those decisions? Emotionally. You not just like you deserve the amount of fun and recreation, you deserve health. You deserve fitness. How do you get it? You get it by deciding to get all of these things because you deserve them. How do you emotionally get back to it? You tell yourself, I deserve to have this. I deserve to have this. I have worked hard. I am a child of God. I am a valuable human being. I deserve this. I can go get it. I shouldn't feel guilty about enjoying life. Enjoy your life. Your relationships. You are a valuable human being. Other people in the world recognize that you're a valuable human being. Surround yourself by those people. You're not going to have everyone in the world like you. No. 50% of the people probably will not. Quit worrying about them. They're not going to change their mind. Nothing you can do about it is going to change their mind. No amount of money that you give them, no amount of service that you give them, nothing's going to change their mind. So concentrate on the people that resonate with you, that enjoy your presence, that enjoy being around you. Concentrate on them. And the rest of them, leave them alone. Don't go out of your way to harm them. Just avoid them. What are some of the things personally that you'd like to do? And I'm talking about just because you want to do them. They make no sense. They may make no, there's no reason for doing them. They make no money. What is it that personally you would like to do? Climb a mountain? Learn to play a piano? Learn to play a musical instrument? Learn to paint? What do you like to do? Draw? Artistic-wise? Ride a bicycle? Whatever it is you would like to do, schedule that in your life. And you need to take some personal time for just you. Because you bring out a better you. You've got more to offer your family. You've got more to offer your kids. You've got more to offer everyone in the world. And it enhances you. It enhances your life. It helps you enjoy it, knowing that you took some time to do something for you. I enjoyed ham radio. Yes, I enjoyed learning to play different musical instruments. Didn't ever play them very well, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed flying. I enjoyed helicopter flying. I enjoyed aerobatic flying. I enjoyed that. And I enjoy cars and playing around with cars and trying to fix them and taking antique cars and making them run again. What do you enjoy? I know you do. I know you've got all kind of things that you enjoy. Get out there and enjoy them. And last but not least is your contribution. What do you want to contribute back to the world? What do you want the world to do to change? How do you want the world to be changed just because you lived on this earth? What is your contribution? Is it to help someone else in a foreign country? Is it to help someone else on your block? Is it to develop a program to assist other people that need some assistance? How about teaching someone to do something that you can do? You have something within you that wants to contribute, that wants to help your fellow man. What is that? Now, I'm not talking about your business. I'm not talking about your career. I'm not talking about having fun, your health, fitness, your relationships, or whatever it is you're doing personally. I'm talking about your contribution back to the world. Your reason for being here. Because a lot of people get their reason for being from self-indulgence. No. The reason for being is your contribution back. What are you doing to help the rest of the world? What are you showing them? What's new? You know, what is new in the world that you can show them? What have you discovered? Where are you in your life so that you can help others? You've done something. You've learned something. You're unique. You know, they say no two snowflakes are unique. Well, no two humans are unique. You've won the lottery. You've won the genetic lottery. You're here. I heard it was something like 1 in 40 trillion chance that you'd be here. You've won that. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with this absolutely lucky streak that you're on? Because you're on a lucky streak. Let's not waste it. I say this with all sincerity. You are the luckiest person in your entire life. Make it a difference in the rest of the world. Thank you.